If you come here, let me know if I'm interrupting you, really.
You're fine. You just went to go get the charger for his headset. All right, I'm back. Okay, so Vincent, do you have some of our Coroplast stencils?
I think Ethan has them all. Yeah, Ethan should have them all at this point.
Okay, do you have means of cutting some? Well, I think all the paper stencils are with Tyler, who's probably going to be a bitch to reach right now.
What are we trying to do?
We need to cut out just more stencils in general. Like, we have the poster stencil, United We Stand. We could use some more of those. We have letters in our font that are of various sizes that we could cut out, and we could make, like, oh, here's an idea. So, you know how we have that one stencil that says patriotfront.us, and it's all one big piece?
Yep.
What if we took the letters that are that size and we made our own messaging and we did them accordion style, like the really big ones that we made?
I'd be down for that. That sounds like a good idea.
So they'd be very portable. You could slip them into a backpack, no problem. And for like going to a downtown spot like that, like where that mural is at, be extremely doable. The big banner stencils would be cool and big, but, like, I'm thinking about it because that mural is so big, but at the same time, like, we'd have to do it just super late, right? We'd have to. That construction site's going to help because it's only a one-way street. How long has that road been cut off? How does it look like they're going to be done anytime soon?
Last time I was down there, it looked like, I mean, the entire roadway is still torn up. They haven't even put down fresh asphalt yet. I'm probably about 5 minutes from there right now. So once we get done with this call, I'll just go walk over there and kind of scope it out again. But yeah, that's a one-way street. It's the direction of traffic, is actually perfect because that construction is blocking anyone that'd be driving towards us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's the north. It's normally northbound on 4th, or whatever direction that is, going towards Lacey and on 4th. It's right at our back too. It's that intersection. The fencing goes straight up to the mural, and there's only one opportunity. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was thinking we might be able to get away with the big banner stencil, because if you approach it like.
Can come through the alleyway with those stencils.
Yeah, that alleyway, the fence that was blocking that alleyway, I don't know if it's on Google Maps, but there was a fence that was blocking it. Someone already knocked it down. So that alleyway is, you can just walk straight through it.
Dude, this is almost like bait. But I know it's not. Imagine your propaganda being so pathetic, you have to put up a big-ass fence.
In Olympia, Washington, of all places, people wouldn't stop fucking with it.
Okay, and since the road is closed, that means that the cameraman can like take a few steps back and film it no problem. And like get the
And like get
fact
the
that there's a fence covering this stupid thing up. And there'll be a
that'll
lot of the comments of the video be like, wow, like imagine people not liking your propaganda so much you have to like do that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's in again in shitlib central. And there's already a hole in the fence. I mean, I'm a big dude. I could probably slip through that hole
Right, I got
Right,
Eagle
I
Scouters
got bulk.
too, so if I wanted to just go over there and prep it, I can.
I also have bolt cutters in the garage, so I mean I could probably I mean it'd be real easy for me because I'm already up super late at night. I could just come out here with a backpack, pop the bolt cutters out, widen that hole a little bit, and just carry on my way, and no one would be
I
any the
would do,
wiser.
yeah,
Yeah, I
I would do,
would do
yeah.
that. Always you. Make that hole super big. I don't want any guys like fumbling with stencils and shit. Vincent, you have two Baofengs, correct?
I have one. I have two. Yeah, I'd love to. I was just about to suggest asking you if you could bring one of yours just so we could maybe do some radio practice and nothing else.
Yes.
I also
Yes.
have one.
And so the whole roadway is blocked going, like no cars are gonna bother us too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so because it's
So then the
blocked,
chance
the
of
cops
cops
rolling
rolling
by
by
is
is
zero.
zero.
Yeah, the only problem with the cops is that their main OPD HQ is about 3 or 4 blocks down the road from the mural. I mean, realistically, with all the fencing, you probably couldn't see anything, especially because when they're driving back to their headquarters, it's always to like go, I don't know, write reports, read donuts, whatever it is they do in there. So they just kind of hook it around the building real quick because the entryway is on the far side from the mural, not on the close side. So
So
they spend most of
they
the time
actually
by the
drive by
mural.
the mural.
Not the mural here. I'll send you something on Rocket Chat to kind of better explain it. So in the image I just sent you, there's a blue line which represents the mural on the bottom, and the red line going through the street is the direction the cops normally take when they're heading back to their headquarters. They're driving away from the mural pretty much at all times, and because that entire area is under construction, they're not going to be driving past it at all.
Right.
Additionally,
They
the
probably
area.
they probably won't
look
even
at it.
look at it. The
Probably gives
fence
you some
kind of gives you
cover,
some
but I don't
cover,
know.
but
That
the
whole
place is pretty lit up. Definitely see us
definitely
again.
see us.
Well, I mean, and again, the nice thing about it being Olympia is that there's always people just, I mean, not all over the place, but there's people just shuffling around at all hours of the night. It's not like there's a whole bunch of them, but seeing a group of four or five dudes on the street at night is not out of the ordinary. And neither is the sound of spray paint. I mean, a couple months ago, some dude got jumped. I mean, like four or five dudes just beat the shit out of someone outside the police stations. It's how crazy it gets around here. So, like, looking or acting suspicious is pretty much a non-issue, is kind of what I'm getting at.
Oh, yeah, for sure, but we would have to, like, not have like, all wearing the fucking balaclava white mask bullshit on a big pack. I would recommend that guys kind of spread out from two different angles and come and approach.
I was thinking that we'd widen the gate or the hole when, you know, the night of, and that there'd just be two people there with a radio, and the second it was clear all the way down the road, they'd hit it and then radio the other guys, and they'd, you know, come from down the alley or whatever.
My idea is have five guys, two on either side, lookouts, two guys stenciling and one guy filming. But it's a pretty big mural. We're going to want a bunch of guys on the mural itself. So our biggest concern would be like a lookout, the cops down the other side.
One thing I think it could be beneficial to cut the lock on the, or to cut the chain on the, that's holding the gate shut. On the south side of the fence.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
Just keep the gate open. Yeah.
And that gate, because that leads straight into the construction area, even if hypothetically there were people that got pissed off or a cop saw you, they'd have to come
on foot,
southbound. They'd either be driving southbound on the northbound, or they'd have to get on foot, and they couldn't go a vehicle follow you around that corner because it's all fenced off.
We could probably stage a vehicle with a license plate pulled off of it. Have it sit around the corner.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm gonna have to come myself.
Yeah, I'll look on the map real quick. I think the transit center is pretty close to there, and they have cameras all over that bitch. So, yeah, that road that if you hook right around that corner, it goes straight to the transit center. You're going to be right on that intersection with it, and they have cameras all over the place there.
Well, if you pull the license plate, it don't really matter too much.
That's true.
But I also think that the best strategy that we've been doing, which has been working, is simply just parking the car several blocks away. You know? The way it's just
hard to get.
Go almost on foot, and there's lots of places to like run off, hide, or whatever. But as long as we don't have a cop, we have nothing to really worry about. If there's any onlookers that try to fuck with us, they will handle that.
Yeah, and another thing is, again, because there's so many people just milling around on foot,
My concern is the onlooker that might fucking give us a problem. But when is it typically dead?
I mean, I've walked around at 3 or 4 in the morning, and right about there is you used to have your normal like druggies that are just kind of shambling through the streets. But there's not a whole bunch of shit libs or any of them. Anyone that has a real, you know, head on their shoulders that's going to actually think of intervening. And, I mean, because there's so many people just kind of milling around, if say, someone saw us and they started calling the cops, it wouldn't, if people just broke off, it'd be impossible to discern them from, you know, the normal population.
Well, we'd be in and out. It'd be fine.
That, just worst come to worst is kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah,
and then we're going to shoot down an alleyway. Generally, one person isn't going to want to, like, try to follow five mysterious people into an alleyway, right? Like, that's how you get the shit kicked out of you. So people aren't going to really want to do that. But I think that alleyway might be the best escape, but I can't see too much
looking at this. I'll go down there. I'll go down here again after this call. I'll scope out that alleyway. Like you said, alleys are where you go to get the shit kicked out of you. I know this town like the back of my hand, but I don't know the alleyways.
Yeah, that'd be great just to make sure that we don't run into some sort of dead end that we're not expecting.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go down there. I'll double check all the, a good route. There's a real good place to park. It's South Bay Drive. Let me check. East Bay Drive. East Bay Drive. It's kind of in Northeast Olympia. It goes right along the sounds, kind of the marina there. And it's just dead and dark, and no one's over there at night, and there's no cameras, there's no businesses. It's just all residential on one side, water on the other. You park 100 yards down it, and you're good. And it's about 7 or 8 minute walk, probably from the mural to the car, and that's if you're
being Olympian. I usually park not by the downtown.
Walk.
It'll be safe.
Yeah, that's what I do when I'm putting up ProMat or whatever, is I throw my car down East Bay Drive.
Can't look down the alley. Google Maps is, like, being difficult. They only took, like, one photo.
When I go over there, I'll check it out of the interior of the alley and all the different routes and whatnot, so you can kind of get an idea. And the night before we decide we're going to hit it, I'll be sure to come back here and scope it all out and just make sure nothing's changed or, nothing crazy's going on that's going to get in our way. John, I also sent you,
Thomas.
Pictures of the mural on Rocket Chat.
I've been looking at them.
Hey, Thomas. So, send all those, Clark, send all those photos to Thomas so he can look at them.
Will do.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, you are audible.
Hello. So, Thomas, I was thinking...
Yep, can hear you.
Clark is going to forward you all the photos he took from scouting it and whatnot, because it has drastically changed from the open mural on the side of the road. There's construction blocking this one-way street, so there's no vehicles that go down the street. The construction fencing is right next to the mural itself, plus there's that alleyway right there as well. There is a fence that... We'll send you the photos, but there's no better time to do that considering there's this construction. Scout it tomorrow and check it out myself, and then we'll shoot for out probably next weekend.
All right. Start the first photo.
how are you going to, does this fencing open up on the sides? Or are you going to climb over it? What's the plan here?
Okay, so people have already kind of made some holes in it, but I was considering having someone go down there.
Why is the fencing there, by the way? Have people tried, is this to protect it, or is this something else?
It's to protect it because people don't like faggotry. And so their ideology is so hated that they literally have to put a fence around it.
I don't need a lecture. I'm just asking some questions.
Giving you an answer.
So your plan is to climb through these holes, or something like that?
My original plan was just to scale the fence, but we have access to bolt cutters, we'll probably just bolt cut the lock on the gate. Just use that. There is another side that's facing the alleyway that has a big hole. We could extend it a little bit more and prep
it. It looks like there's a huge V-shaped hole right here that you could just like step through, at least in one of these photos, the vertical photo.
Yeah.
Might be the easiest thing, just because it's quieter, quicker, you know, it's not, this isn't a very tall fence either way. Okay. What's the idea with this other construction fencing with the backhoe here? Is this relevant at all, or is that just kind of off to the side?
Oh, no, that is very relevant. Because that is blocking the street. That used to be a one-way street. Now there's no traffic that come down this way at all because of all this construction. That would also give us, let's say, a potential escape route that way, or you shoot down the alleyway. Typically, if someone's bothering you when you're out and you go down an alleyway, they don't want to mess with you.
I don't see any cameras. Have we seen any cameras in this street?
I'm not concerned about cameras because I plan on parking like a 10 minute walk away, which is how I've always done Olympia.
And you're going to infill and exfil through that alleyway?
Yeah, I think so. I'll know more once I like scout it in person and look. But I think the alleyway is a great option.
You're going to be able to walk around and take a look at everything before you actually do it. So,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Do that. Let me know. It seems like it's good enough. So the fencing is here to protect it. Has there been any news coverage or anything, them posting about it getting painted over or stuff thrown at it or anything before?
Not that I know of. That fence has been there for a very long time, and I haven't seen it messed with recently. What about you, Clark?
Those holes are somewhat recent. Those weren't there, I want to say, about a year ago. But as far as people actually truly messing with it, I mean, there's no patchwork or anything on it where they had to go and, you know, fix it, you know, or cover up something and, you know, repair it. It, as far as I can discern, it looks like people were just maybe making some minor, you know, graffiti on the side of it or something like that, and they wanted to cut that out.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. Let me know what you see when you get there, and we'll talk some more then. It seems like it should be fine, though. You know, if there's been other people messing with it, no cameras, easy infill, exfil, etc. Anything else that you wanted to go over?
You know how we have those big banner stencils that are made with the coroplasts, and we've taped them in a way where you can fold them up in accordion style?
Okay.
So I was thinking, what if I made like the URL size stencils and cut those out and taped those up in accordion style? They'd be small enough to put in a backpack, and we could put any slogan we want with those letters.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be a project to do this weekend as well.
Yeah, you could do that. It obviously just depends on, you know, the location, if you have the time and the, you know, ability to get that that size of something up. But yeah.
So I was thinking, what message do you think we should use? The United We Stand just seems kind of small, unless we just completely wide it out and throw that thing up a few times. But I was thinking,
is your plan to use like turbo cans?
Yes, we have like 10 of those turbo cans on hand. So
what I would probably do is, obviously the objective is to mess up as much of it as possible, right? But we can't actually put actual stencils over the whole thing because y'all would be there way too long. I would have start out by having a few guys just go up and down the length of it with turbo cans, focusing on the actual letters and the words, just so that if they are going to repair it, they're essentially going to have to start from scratch, right? That's the idea. Even if it's a light glaze.
Like how we did the BLM mural in Portland. We did
all even if it's a light glaze, just go all the way up and down, and then... you could just then you could focus on over the word love. Just use some of the white that they already have going there, and just connect, you know, some of the letters, and then just put a stencil or two there, and that should be good. I mean, you can if you want to do that. If you want to do the banner size stencils and put, honestly, I think United We Stand would be fine. Just right there in the center with the whole thing having white come, you know, gone over it.
On further inspection, looking at it with the banner stencils would be a little hard because it has multiple sections on that wall. If it was flat in one piece, we could probably do the banner stencil and get it done, and throw up Reclaim America. That would be huge, but that's a lot.
It would take a while too.
It would take a little bit longer, even though we can be quick. But yeah, it would take a while. When we did the George Floyd one, we were in and out in maybe 2 minutes. It was really fast, and we got up the URL stencil like 3 times. So we could probably do the same with the United We Stand, and then put the little 3D stencil below it with patriotfront.us, because when Tyler cut it, made the stencil, for some reason he didn't put the URL and the line and finish the design. I don't know why, but... What about the 3D stencils? Do you think I should bring a couple of those and let guys go ham with those while we do the big one in the middle?
I think you'll probably get more mileage out of the white cans, just because that is more coverage, more covering up the actual stuff itself, which is going to make it more...
Well, we can cover it up in like 1 minute and then take another minute to put the stencils up really quick. No, me, myself, I can do the United We Stand. The other guys can pull out the 3D stencils. That's how we did the George Floyd one.
Yeah, if nothing else, you could do it in some of those clouds, too, because so you don't have to worry about it drying, because you already have some white spots there. You could give it a shot. Just, you know, no need to over-engineer it.
Okay. Yeah, if we did white out the whole thing, and then that's all wet, and then... The big United We Stand right over the word love. I think that gets the point across. You don't really need to do too much more than that.
Yeah.
Maybe we could bring the big banner, because it would probably fit over the word Olympia there on the right if we brought the big banner one, and we could just kind of play it by ear if it's really quiet and really dead. Because I think that would really rile people up, myself.
Well, regardless of anything we do to this, is going to rile people up.
Yeah. I would say keep it simple for this one.
Yeah. It's already kind of complex, and it's in the middle of the downtown Olympia. Like, that's... It might be busy. You know, there might be onlookers. This place does house lots of opposition.
I'm sure there will be more. But, you know, the key point is getting home from this one. Same day.
Got it.
All right, anything else?
If we made those little, like the URL size, which is like, I want to say it's like a foot, each letter is a foot. If we could customize that into any slogan, and you'd prefer us to use that on the mural, what would you want?
I wouldn't really prefer anything else. I think United We Stand kind of does it.
Okay.
And I'm easy.
Just I really wanna use those and make a Not Stolen Conquered one.
You're familiar with the walking route between the parking and the site, or you're going to get familiar when you scout it out?
Repeat that, sorry.
You're familiar with the walking route for the site, or you're going to get familiar? Got it out?
Yeah, I've gone through this route when we've stickered the heck out of Olympia before. So I'm just going to use the same parking we've always used and stick to that route. It is quite a bit of walking, but then again, that's also a benefit because there's no way they're going to track your plate, right? I was also considering, what if we had a driver that pulled their license plate, the backup just nearby, and we could just pile in their car, have the plate taken off. If it's behind this construction site, there's no cops around that area. They don't go there because there's a police station down the street that you're interested in going to. It's not part of their route. Yeah. Mike Clark has told me. So we could station a getaway vehicle on the behind the construction to do that and just have the license plate pulled off. That sounds like a sedan.
Yeah, make that call once you scout it out and just keep me posted. Anything else?
No, that's it. I'll get this planned out.
Cool beans. If there's anything else y'all need, I'm currently at your service. Anything about anything?
Thomas, appreciate it.
Okay. I'll just go. I'm no longer required. Talk to y'all later. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Alrighty. Oh, usually I've always planned these things by myself. I've never had anyone else help with the planning. I'm usually
That's usually all I do.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, hey guys, we're doing a thing. I need you to be here. Get in my truck. And then they're all like, oh, what are we doing? I'm like, oh, you'll see. And then they're all like, wait, we're doing what? And I'm like, grab that can. Cover that up.
I hear it. I was going to double check the state registry tonight to see how many cops actually work in Olympia and kind of guesstimate how many are going to be on shift at night, just to get a better feel for that. I can't imagine.
I didn't know that was accessible.
Yeah, in Washington State, by law, they have to publish the salaries of all state employees, which means you have to be able to search for all state employees. So anyone that's employed by the state in Washington, you can find their name and their position and their salary on the internet.
Huh.
And then with cops or whatever, it's really easy because they always just, you know, they have three shifts and then you just divide the number by three and kind of skew it so it's heavier on day shift. And then you kind of configure how many people work for whatever department and how many will be active at that night.
Remind me, are we discussing tomorrow, or is this going to be next week?
I'm going to scout it tomorrow, and then we can do it next weekend.
Do you want that website, John?
Yes.
Okay, it's fiscal.wa.gov.
But I want you to do the work and look into it.
Okay. I'll do that.
This is a fun new site to browse.
What site?
The fiscal one. I'm gonna find myself browsing this now for a bit.
I'll probably find all the info on those faggot workers that cleaned up all my stickers in Maple Valley, too. Their names were on the police report.
So it sounds like we're set for tonight. I'll probably drop off the call then.
Wait, what now?
It sounds like we're set for tonight then. Is there any other action items for tonight?
Not that I'm aware of. Decide with everyone tonight what the plan is for tomorrow.
Yeah, I updated the time to the 5 p.m. just to make sure it's reasonable for everybody. And I know we have a variety of interests in terms of people who have late night schedules and people who, like Ethan, probably would rather be
with 5 would probably work for like everyone.
Yeah, I got the 5 p.m. time going. It is a bit for David, so I told David that if he could rather like do some scouting for stuff over on his side, that would be fine too, because he was talking about how many miles are on his car and whatnot, and he didn't volunteer that to complain or anything like that. I asked him how it would be for him. And I said that there might be other things going on the trip with you, if there was something else that you would prefer him to be at tomorrow night, in case there was another action tomorrow night. I told him that if he could do some scouting for post-training and some solo locations for the next time to come over, that would be a good alternative.
We definitely need to do some more over there, but we need to do more everywhere. Oh.
Yeah, what do you do? I'm excited for this Oklahoma stuff. If we have 3 banners tomorrow, I do have 3 locations available. But if we want to keep one of those banners for just to keep on hand, so like we were saying before, we can save that for later. I think doing 3 banners would be pretty quick. But we'll see how it goes during the two that I definitely want to do.
Probably not gonna be able to make 5 work, but like, regardless, just 2 banners, Snohomish area, 1 in like Snohomish, 1 in another town. Like, what town was it that they boarded up all their walls during the nigger riots?
I'm pretty sure that was Snohomish.
Yeah, do a banner drop specifically there. Remember, when we do big actions, we don't just always do them just for the people seeing them in person. They go online. You'll see that. I mean, do you see how many followers we have on just Telegram? That being said, probably someone in like every town in Washington that is like interested in applying, but they're just kind of looking, and one day they'll see that we did something in their area. They'll think about it, might apply. Never know how long it'll take. I've met guys that said they saw something down their area, and a year later they finally had some change of events happen, and so that it made them want to apply. So that is the move. A big action towns and have it pop up on the channel. It's like, oh, we did a banner draw up here. Say, oh wow, there's guys active in my area, and then they'll apply. You don't have to, I mean, two banners is more than enough. I mean, fuck, there's networks that do 2 banners in a month. Except we'll never adopt that. It's annoying.
So I found out that they have about 70 cops that work for the city of Olympia, including, like, you know, chief of police and the school resource officers. You know, all those specialty detectives are included in that number. So their active patrol is probably closer to about 45 or 50, I'd imagine, divided across three shifts. And then, obviously, they don't work 7 days a week, so I think they probably, I'd imagine, alternate weeks, because that's pretty common. So it's probably only about seven cops on at any point in time. I know they've been critically understaffed for a long time. That was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. There was a drunk driver that crashed into a house, and I happened to be driving by at the time, and the cop that responded basically gave the person whose house they crashed into all the paperwork they had to fill out, and then the cop left because there's something else going on across the city that he had to respond to, and I guess it was more important, and they didn't have anyone else to send. So they're stretched pretty thin.
That was at Olympia, huh?
Honestly, we could also
make a false phone call, use some burner app on a burner phone, then call it in and say, "Oh my God, I just saw a white guy shoot a black guy at this street. Guy has a swastika tattoo." You know.
You wouldn't want to say a shooting, because if there's a shooting, there's always multiple people that call about it.
Yeah.
So you'd want to come up with something like someone got hit by a car. That's what I would do. Someone got hit by a car, because that's gonna involve, you know, you're gonna have your patrol that's gonna respond. That's gonna be a supervisor that's probably gonna respond to that too, because that's probably a fatality. And it's gonna, you know, you're probably gonna get medics sent. So, you know, that's all their radio chatter is gonna be about. You're gonna get medics going over there, probably.
We'll have to get Jack to call that one in.
doing a great job.
The radio host guy.
Dude, that guy is chaotic as shit. I love hanging out with that guy.
We had to kind of tame him a little bit.
I heard about the boys, he wasn't as spurred like
some other guys we've had, like Joe Washington, but Jack was pretty black-pilled when he first joined, and he thought we were kind of a pretty bottom texty group that goes around and does fed-op stuff, and he was, like, totally down for that. And he mentioned doing some sort of action that probably wasn't very legal. And Lawrence, former network director of Washington, Lawrence, told him, if you say anything like that ever again, I'm removing you. And that was his one and only warning. But since then, we've worked on him. He's come around. I don't know, though. Sometimes he's a hit and miss. Sometimes he's not super active. And sometimes he's, like, spending a lot of time on Telegram talking to these, like, wignats and schizos and stuff. So one thing I'd like you guys to do is talk to him more. Befriend him. Eat our ideals and beliefs into him, and just do that, and just keep him rooted in what we do and not derailing into black-pilled Turner Diary fantasies and nonsense and stuff like that. Not to talk bad on the guy. He's a totally great guy. I've seen some of the group chats on Telegram he associates with, and I'm like, come on, man, you know. He's got the hammer glasses. He talks to those guys. Guys aren't really good, dude.
No, he and I talk about, I'd say, every day or every other day. We send each other a lot of memes, so I can definitely just keep doing that.
have an actual, like, debate and conversation with him, too, you know?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. That was basically all we did when we were at when we hit Evergreen. It was pretty much the whole drive there and the whole drive back. We're just, you know, debating and talking about whatever. He told me about the balloons and Lawrence.
Oh God.
He told me about the time that you were
probably shouldn't say that to anyone.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna.
But he shouldn't be telling anyone about that.
Well, yeah, probably not. And then he told me about the time that you guys were joking about it without realizing Thomas was in the mumble chat.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was like, yeah, remember one time Jack said he wanted to attack the power grid, and that was right when Thomas joined, and Thomas was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
The first time I met Jack, it was for doing an interview, and I remember I hadn't seen Jack before.
It's so funny how that works out. Sorry for interrupting you, but that is just hilarious how sometimes that works out, where it's like, all right, we just got a bunch of wave of guys, here's this new guy, well, what do we do with him? Well, we're busy, we have to interview this other guy. Oh, well, fuck it, why don't we bring him with, you know, and your first action is helping us vet someone.
Well, so it was not immediate. There was, a couple of things in between. It was a really good learning experience, and meeting Jack was a lot of fun. But it was my first time meeting Jack, and I spotted him from basically across the park without having met him before. And I remember it was a pretty crowded park, and I'm pretty sure this has got to be Jack Washington. So I waved at him, and he's like, how did you spot me? How did you know it was me? But he was wearing the hammer glasses.
Did you even know they were the hammer glasses?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them before. I've seen that show.
Oh, man. Jack's glowing.
Yeah, they were super recognizable even from a distance. It's like, I knew what those glasses were immediately.
And I like he wears them in his profile picture on Telegram.
Yeah, I didn't know they had the SS rooms on them. Otherwise, I probably would have... We've called them out before Thomas told us about the pics.
Right. Well. Anyhow, gentlemen, it's a little late. We'll discuss more later. Clark, feel free to scout that spot like as much as you'd like. You know, think about how we would do it, how you'd put yourself in that situation, you know. Don't feel like you're over planning by any means, and take any notes. You also probably could extend that fence.
I would,
and think about cutting the lock on the one gate, just to open a gate like that would just be so easy, just to let guys go in and out. But I like having two exit points. That'd be really useful. I think the alleyway is best bet.
What I might do is, the night of, I'll go down there ahead of time and cut the bolt and just dip, so that way it's already, and just leave it, you know, sitting there so it looks like it's still all locked up and whatnot. So that way it's already, you know, we can just, we show up and it's good to go. Also probably maybe a week or so, maybe a couple days before or whatever, widen the fence, the hole in the fence a bit more. And that's really close. You know, I live not too far away from downtown, so I can definitely, and that's, you know, I come down here a lot just to mill around aimlessly. And one of the bars I frequent is pretty close to there. So I'll just kind of get a feel for it, you know, hang out there, you know, walk by a couple times a week just to get a general feel for, you know, what's going on, what's normal, what's not. You know, make sure nothing surprises us the day of.
For sure, do that. It'll be a blast. One thing we also need to look into is modifying an extinguisher to be filled with white paint. Sure, that works really good. But those Rusto cans, I mean, you guys saw what they did to that wall under the bridge, right? Like 3 seconds, we had that wall covered. So the turbo cans do pretty good job, and they dry really easy to put a stencil. The fire extinguisher really doesn't, but the fire extinguisher does way more. And it's quiet, too. Actually really quiet, from what I was told.
I didn't realize you could modify a fire extinguisher to spray paint.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can.
You have to buy some expensive cooking fire extinguisher or something like that.
It's like, I want to say they were like $50 or $60. You know, the Pennsylvania guys. They put one of our stickers on it too. Use it posing in photos and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But anyhow, gentlemen, it is late and I'm going to go to bed and cuddle with my cat. I'll catch you guys later.
All right. See you later. I'm going to go scout the fence.
Good night.
Yep. Yeah.